Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, and welcome to Triplet Ministries Radio Broadcast. I am your host, Evangelist Maria Triplet, joining you live from Starkville, Mississippi. Triplet Ministries Radio Broadcast is brought to you by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to save, heal, deliver, and set the captives free. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty good God we serve. Amen. God is an awesome God, and he's worthy to be praised. And we always say here at the Triplet Ministries Radio Broadcast that this is the day that the Lord has made. I shall and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Yeah, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord, you know, because there's peace. In the midst of Jesus, in his dwells, in the midst of Jesus, we dwell in the midst of praise. Jesus dwells, and there's peace that comes, that he offers, that passeth or surpasses all understanding. And there's a joy in his presence, and we can come and bless his name when we enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. And it's just an honor and a privilege to go to God and carry everything to God in prayer. Amen? Amen. We were out last Saturday to a funeral. Elder Willie Trippett had lost his son, and we were there to support him in that home-going celebration for his son, Isaiah Trippett. So we ask that you continue to keep his family, Willie Trippett, and his family in prayer because we know that earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. Amen. It is a really difficult thing to have lost a child. I was always told that you can lose your parent, your spouse, but they, even your sister or brother, but they said, or it's nothing having like having to bury your own child. And so that's a difficult pill to swallow. And that's a difficult task to undergo. So we want to keep Elder Willie Trippett in our prayers and his family. Amen. That God may continue to strengthen them and help them during this time of sorrow, and that they will move forward into what Jesus has called for them to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Now, we're talking about a closer walk with thee today, a closer walk with thee. We know when we are walking with Jesus, we have to be on one accord. The Bible says, how can they must agree. How can two walk if they don't agree? You have to be in unity and on one accord. When you are enter a marriage, a covenant, a relationship such as marriage, you have to be able to be in agreement, because you cannot walk together if you don't agree, and that you are going to honor your wedding vows. Amen. So when we're talking about a closer walk with thee, we're talking about Jesus, having a closer walk with Jesus Christ. Because if we walk with him, then we'll be able to pick up some of his blessings, because those blessings are transferred onto us and we can be more like him. Because we can't walk with Jesus if we're not Christ-like, amen. We can't walk with Jesus Christ if we don't possess those Christ-like characters, because the Bible tells us what fellowship does light have with darkness. So, or what does righteousness have with unrighteousness? There is no fruit in there. That relationship, it's either one or the other. And so when we think about a closer walk with Jesus, we're going to talk about walking with Jesus and what we need to do to maintain that walk with him. Now, our scripture is coming out of the first chapter of, or the first book of Psalms. Psalm 1, book 1 of Psalms. And if you have your Bibles, turn to the book of Psalms. And that's the very first psalm. And it reads, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish." Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, for being able just to come before you right now in your presence to say thank you, to see another day, and to ask you to forgive us of our sins. Father, we ask that you would help us to draw closer to you and to have a closer walk with you. And let us desire, Father, holiness and righteousness, clean purity, cleanliness and purity, to live more like you and to walk closely with you and to have a closer walk, a deeper relationship with you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. A closer walk with Jesus Christ. I know when you are walking with someone, again, you are in agreement. The Bible says, "How can two or three, or how can you walk, unless you be in agreement with someone?" So we have to agree with Christ Jesus. We have to agree who he is and accept why he came, and to fulfill the work that he's asked us to do. When I mentioned on the broadcast a couple of Saturdays ago that I have a life to live and a calling to fulfill, we all have a calling on our life, but we must fulfill that calling. And we can't fulfill the calling if we're not walking closely with Jesus Christ, because we need to be able to hear him in that stillness, in his still, in that still state where we can hear him speak to our hearts, and we can hear him speak to us and through his, by his spirit, because God is the spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And so we want to be able to kind of have our ears we're ready, that we can hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. And we need to be quiet to hear what God is saying. Oftentimes, if we're talking, we can't hear other people because we're the talking ones doing the talking. we're not listening. And so we must not only hear, but we must listen and actually understand what God is saying, what the Spirit is saying unto us, the church. And there, from there, we can fulfill the calling that God has placed on our life. He tells us in his word to make our calling and election sure. And we want to make sure that we're doing what he is pleased with and what he has called us to do. And so we want to make sure that we're not walking in selfishness and greed or walking in a unfruitful way, but we want to walk the way of holiness and take that highway of holiness and walk therein. Amen. And we want to be able to let our light shine in the world wherever we may go, that others might see our good works and glorify the Father, which is in heaven. Just a closer walk with Jesus. That's what we're talking about today. And we have to examine ourselves daily to find out where we are in our walk with Jesus Christ. Are we walking worthy in the vocation wherewith we have been called? Because if we're not, then we're not being obedient. And Jesus wants us to walk in obedience. He wants us to walk in the truth. And he wants us to speak the truth in love. And a lot of times we become lonely because you may feel lonely, although you're not, when you're with Jesus because he's with you to the end of the world. But you may feel alone sometimes because you have to be able to separate yourself from the world so you can be about your Father's business and meet for the Master's use. And you can't be everywhere. Only God is everywhere. He's only the only one that's omniscient and omnipotent. He's all-knowing and he's everywhere and he's all-powerful. So we have to be still and know that he is God. And sit quietly to hear what he is saying to us. And if we have a lot of distractions going on, we cannot hear. We cannot understand, or we can't even take on what he's asking us to do because we are not focused. We're distracted, and we have this outside noise that's keeping us from being an instrument of God's peace. You've heard the expression, an idle mind is the devil's workshop. When you are not busy, then you sit there idle and you can think of things that you may not should be thinking about. So we want to, when we are quiet, we want to meditate. As Psalm 1 tells us, in the second verse of Psalm 1, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And we, as children of God, the Most High God, as saints, as we have repented of our sins and become baptized in the name of Jesus, what we do is we meditate. We meditate on the word of God. Because we can read the word of God today, the same psalm today, Psalm 1, and tonight go back and read it again, and we can take something out of it tonight that we hadn't gotten this afternoon on the broadcast. Because we are meditating on the word day and night. Just a closer walk with thee. Amen. A closer walk with thee. That's what we're talking about. So when we look at the word, we have to read the word, and then we have to understand the word. Because Jesus says, in all of our getting, get an understanding. Because if we don't understand the word, meaningless, it's fruitless. We need to know what the word of God, how it's what we need to be able to interpret it and understand it. So we can apply it to our daily life, and then we can walk therein, just a closer walk with thee. Amen. a closer walk with Jesus Christ. And it's a pleasure to be able to walk with the King. He is the King of kings, the Lord of lords, and beside him, there's none other. When we think about a VIP, we think about walking with royalty, kings and queens, and here on earth, people with great names. Well, Jesus is the great I am, and there's none like him in all the earth. So when we walk with him, that's an honor, that's a privilege, because he told us in his word that we're seated in heavenly places. Amen. Seated in heavenly places. And so when you're sitting right now where you are physically, but spiritually, you're seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. When you feast on the word, when you break bread and you eat of this word and you partake of this word and partake of his cup, then you are seated in the heavenly places. Because now you have manna from on high. It's spiritual food, manna from on high. And that's the awesomeness about God, his spirit. It's a Holy Spirit. It's sanctified. It's none like his spirit in all the earth. And we have to watch the way we walk and where we go and keep ourselves unspotted from the world. Because then if we don't walk in holiness and have the Holy Spirit dwelling in us, then we could very well be operating in another spirit that's demonic. And so we don't want to entertain those witches and those demons and those wizards. We want a warlock. We want to walk in the newness of life. Just a closer walk with Jesus. Amen. Just a closer walk with Jesus. Well, in the psalm, the first psalm, in the first verse, it reads, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful." When you're washed in the blood and you have been purchased by the blood of the Lamb that Jesus shed on Calvary for our sins, you are no longer of the world. You're in the world, but you're not of the world. And so you cannot walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Jesus said he is a wonderful counselor. So you don't need to go to any other counselor but Jesus Christ. He is a wonderful counselor. He says he's a mighty God, an everlasting Father, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, Prince of Peace he is. And so with having to be at a privilege of walking in holiness, then we're not going to walk in ungodliness, and we're not going to walk with those ungodly people. Because we're talking about just a closer walk with Jesus. Amen? So we cannot walk with the ungodly. Amen? If you're walking for Jesus, living for Jesus, you have to walk the straight and narrow. Jesus said path and way. Jesus said straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life. But few there be that find it. Amen. So we cannot walk in the broad way, because the broad way leads to destruction. And you and I both know, you've seen people, we talked about hypocrites 2 weeks ago, and I can't stand the hypocrite. If you are going to walk in the world, then you can't have any fellowship with the righteous, because dark represents unrighteousness. Light represents righteousness. Jesus says, what fellowship does light have with darkness? None. Either you're in the dark or you're in the light. We are the children of light. And we have a Father who's the Father of light. And his name is Jesus Christ. Just a closer walk with thee. So it also tells us here in the Word of God that not only do you not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, that means you're not going to be asking worldly people for spiritual advice. That's just not what we would say apropos. Nor would you stand in the way of a sinner. Why stand in their way? Sinners do what sinners do best, and that's sin. And that's why they are referenced as sinners. So don't even stand in their way. Walk with Jesus, a closer walk with Jesus, just a closer walk with Jesus. Examine yourself right now in your daily walk with Jesus Christ. Are you walking with the sinners and say you are a child of God? Are you sitting in the seat of the scornful, as the first verse of Psalm, first book of Psalm reads? Are you walking in the counsel of the ungodly? That's a question we have to ask ourselves when Jesus tells us to examine ourselves daily. Because you can make a mistake today, but you can clean that up, your mistake, and learn from your mistake and not make that mistake again. I recall my mom, she told me years ago, Maria, everyone's entitled to a mistake, but the main thing is that you learn from your mistakes. So when you learn from your mistakes, then you've learned a valuable lesson that you will not repeat again. And that should be not walking in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sitting in the seat of the scornful. You've known people that, you know, come and sit with me. You go out somewhere, hey, come and sit with me. You know if you sit with them what's going to happen, because the Bible even talks about how in the last days when he says perilous times to come, we know people now are talking about obey, the Bible says, obey them that have the rule over you. But people are speaking evil of dignitaries. God did not tell us to do that. He said you obey them that have the rule over you, and not only obey them, but you also want to not speak evil, okay, and on them or against them. We want to keep our mouths from the forward way. And we want to let our words not only be pleasing into God's eyesight, but few. Amen. My dad would always say, if you don't have anything nice to say about someone, don't say anything at all. Just a closer walk with thee. But Jesus says then that if we do these things and we don't walk in the counsel of the godly or stand in the way of the sinner, nor sit in the seat of the scornful, and we meditate on his word day and night. He tells us in the third verse of the first book of Psalm that he should be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. And then the fourth again says, the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff, which the wind driveth away. So therefore, he says in the fifth chapter, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, my God, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. Nor of the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. So, it shows growth and development when we obey God and when we keep ourselves from the sinner man, we don't sit with the scornful, and we don't stand in the way of the sinner. Then we can be fruitful, not only fruitful, but we can grow, because Jesus said, then we'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Isn't that awesome? That is awesome. This is the kind of girl, God, that I serve. None like Jesus Christ in all the earth. Just a closer walk with thee. That's what we're talking about today. A closer walk with thee. We have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. But each and every day, Jesus Christ gives us an opportunity and a time to get it right, to make up for what we have done wrong. That's mercy. That's a compassionate God. And what a mighty good God we serve. I love the Lord because he heard my cry and he pitied my every groan. As long as trouble lies, I will hasten to God's throne. Just a closer walk with thee. Ask yourself, have I submitted to the Lord? Do I keep myself unspotted from the world? Do I separate myself from the sinner man so that I might be holy and pleasing unto God? Am I one that sits in the seat of the scornful and I make mockery out of dignitaries with them? Or do I stand in their way of the sinner, standing in the way of the sinner man? Or am I walking in their counsel? So if you're walking in the counsel of the ungodly, what are they going to do? You counselor, counsel you. Counselor is counsel. So if you're walking in the counsel of the ungodly, you're going to get some ungodly counsel, which means they're going to tell you privately, go get some tarot cards or go to the palm reader, you know, and that's what they're going to tell you, the sinner man. Or read your fortune, not that cookie. That's what the sinner man does. But Jesus Christ says he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, until we all come into the unity of the faith. That's awesome. That's powerful. Jesus equips us with tools to serve him. That's a mighty good God. He not only wants to save us, he not only came down from heaven, hell was bruised, you know, and bruised for our iniquities, but and chastised us. But guess what? He even died for our sins. And not only did he die, he went back and ascended up into heaven and seated at the right hand of God the Father. And he still says, whosoever will, let him come. And he gives us another day today to get it right and to have a closer walk with him. So, Father, we ask right now in the name of Jesus that everyone that comes to this broadcast and tunes into this episode, that they may have a closer walk with thee, that you might draw them, Father God, a magnet to your word, that they may become zealous for your word, that they may walk not in the seat of the scornful or not walk or stand in the way of the sinner and not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, but delight themselves in you and meditate on your word day and night, and they shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, and whose leaf never fadeth away, in Jesus' mighty name. Please go to our broadcast, TripletMinistries.com, TripletMinistries.com. You can donate on the website. We love or sow a seed. We love you all. We thank you for your support, and we ask that you continue to keep this broadcast and in your prayers, and as well as keep our nation uplifted in prayers. God bless you.